The Great Giggle Factory Mix-Up. In the colorful town of Tickleburg, there stood a giant blue and yellow building with pink chimneys that puffed out bubbles instead of smoke. This was the Great Giggle Factory, the happiest, funniest place in the entire world. Everyone in Tickleburg worked there at least once in their life. Some were joke jammers who jammed jokes like jam onto bread. Some were chuckle churners who churn chuckles like butter. Some were snicker stitchers who stitch sneaky giggles into pockets of jackets so people would laugh for no reason. And then there was a Peepo Pumpkinton. Peepo was the youngest worker ever hired. He was small, round, cheerful, and had hair that looked like a tiny golden explosion. He wasn't good at directions or instructions or remembering where he had kept his stationery. But he was very good at making everyone laugh, even when he didn't mean to. His job was simple. Press the big green button that released giggle bubbles into town every morning. Only that button, nothing else, nothing fancy, nothing dangerous looking, and definitely, absolutely, completely, never the red big button. He was told so many times that the words "never press the red button" echoed in his sleep. One bright morning, the factory manager, Mrs. Mary Muffin, rushed into Peepo's control room. "Peepo, I need to check the giggle tanks on the roof. Keep an eye on everything. But remember." I know," Peepo said proudly. "Green, good. Red, bad." "Exactly, Peepo. I'll be back in 10 minutes," said Mrs. Mary Muffins. And suddenly, she zoomed out of the room like a muffin fired from a cannon. Peepo looked around the room. Everything hummed. Everything blinked. Everything sparkled. And everything was perfectly quiet except the soft bubbling of giggles rising through the pipes. He felt proud. "I've got this," he whispered to himself. But he didn't. Just as Peepo was still admiring how shiny the green button looked today, Peepo felt a tickle in his nose. Achoo! Peepo's sneeze was so mighty, it echoed through the entire building, shook the control room, and sent his mop of hair flying backward like a wind-blown dandelion. Beppo's elbow jerked, his hand swung, and then, tonk, his palm crashed directly onto the one thing. It was never, ever, ever supposed to be touched. It was the big red button. It glowed. It buzzed. It made a noise like a dramatic drum roll falling down a staircase. Oh no! Oh no! No, no, no! Beppo squeaked. But suddenly, the factory rumbled. Lights flickered. The bubble pipes shivered. And then, whoosh! A gigantic blast of rainbow-colored giggle bubbles shot out of the chimneys, swirling like a cyclone of chaos. Some bubbles carried hiccup laughs. Some carried angry giggle snorts, while some carried surprise sequels mixed with cow moos. Some even carried dramatic soap opera cries that burst into a cackle. "Oh, marshmallow muffins," Beppo whispered. This is bad. Down in Tickleburg, the chaos had only just begun. Mr. Thistlewick, the grumpy librarian, walked outside and was swallowed by a surprise sequel bubble. He popped out shouting, "Wait, did I just move?" At the bakery, Mrs. Sprinkletop baked a tray of donuts, but each time she laughed nervously, the donuts floated upward. "Come back, my precious pastries," she kind of cried. And then came the worst part. The mayor of Tickleburg, Mayor Wiggleboots, was giving a serious speech all about road safety. Just as he said, "We must always follow the rules," a giggle hiccup bubble popped on his nose. "Snot, dee, moo!" Tickleburg fell into complete hilarious madness. People were laughing and hiccupping and mooing, also crying and giggling all at once. "Giggle storm," someone shouted. "It's the great mix-up," someone else cried. And everyone had only one suspect. Yes, Beppo Pumpkinton. Beppo zoomed out of the control room, skidding down hallways, passing workers who were slipping on a soap opera cry bubbles. He reached Mrs. Mary Muffin on the rooftop. She had one eyebrow raised. One eyebrow was a lot for her. "Beppo, what happened?" she asked in an angry tone. "Well, I sneezed and my elbow rebelled against me, and the red button betrayed me, said Peepo in a soft and tense tone. That button had literally never moved in its life, Peepo, said Mrs. Mary Muffin, still sounding a little angry. Okay, fine. I betrayed it, said Peepo once again. Mrs. Mary Muffin sighed dramatically. We must fix this. Follow me, Peepo. Together, they raced to the bubble mixer chamber, a giant machine with thousands of tubes, switches, and a sign that said, "Please do not eat the bubbles. They are not candy." Inside, they found the source of chaos. The bubble flavors were completely scrambled. Laugh with cry, giggle with moo, snicker with sneeze, chuckle with drama. Oh dear, Mrs. Mary Muffin said, we'll have to reverse the mix. But how? Asked Peepo. She pointed out at a dusty old instruction manual labeled for emergencies only, or when Peepo makes a mess. He blushed. In no time, they opened the manual and followed each step. First step said, turn the chuckle churn and dial to extra silly. The second said, reset the snicker stitchers to sneaky but sweet. The third read, rotate the cuff out gears until they click like a hiccuping chicken's. Fourth read, activate the belly laugh booster, even if it scares you, especially if it scares you. But the last step was the most difficult. They had to create a giant bubble filled with pure joy, then release it into the sky to calm the mixed up bubbles. How do we create pure joy? Peepo asked. Mrs. Mary Muffin smiled by thinking of the happiest moment of your life. Peepo closed his eyes. He thought of the day he first saw the Giggle Factory, how the chimneys blew bubbles like birthday balloons, how the workers laughed as they walked, and how he felt like he belonged. Something warm filled his chest. Poop! A giant golden bubble formed, glowing like the sun made of giggles. They pushed it out of the factory window. It floated into the sky. Then, poof! The bubble burst with a shower of golden sparkles. The mixed up bubbles slowly calmed. The mooing laughter softened. The floating donuts came down. Mayor Wiggle Boots stopped hiccuping. Tickleburg suddenly returned to its normal. But back at the factory, Mrs. Mary Muffin gave Peepo a gentle pat on His head. You caused chaos, she said. I know, I'm really sorry, Beepo said. But you also saved us. Beepo blinked. Really? Yes, and now we have a new rule, Beepo. What is it? Beepo asked curiously. She hung up a shiny sign on the wall that read, Beepo must always keep tissues nearby. Beepo saluted proudly. Tickleberg cheered. The factory chimneys puffed cheerful bubble clouds again. And from that day onward, whenever anyone giggled in Tickleberg, they added a little extra sparkle. Well, all thanks to Beepo Pumpkinton and his great giggle factory mix-up.